Graphic Audio. A movie in your mind.
Graphic Audio presents Shadow Arms by Mike Cole, narrated by Ken Jackson, with performances by Jefferson Russell, Thomas Keegan, Nora Ashrati, Susan Linsky, Dylan Lynch, James Lewis, Eric Messner, Jonathan Church, Tim Getman, Lily Beacon, Matthew McGee, Steve Wanall, Drew Copus, Andy Brownstein, Tim Carlin, Richard Rowan, Joel David Santner, David Coyne, Kenyatta Rogers, Joe Brack, Dawn Ursula, Doug V. Brown, Nick DePinto, Colleen Delaney, Barbara Pinellini, Jeff Allen, Tara Giordano, David Harris, Christopher Grayville, Nanette Savard, Michael John Casey, Chris Walker, Mike Cole, Terrence Azelford, Rose Elizabeth Supan, Scott McCormick, David Jordan, Yasmin Twazon, Michael Glenn, Elizabeth Jernigan, and James Konacek. Shadow Ops Trilogy, Book 1, Control Point.
Coming to you live from the Lincoln Memorial in Washington, D.C., where we have just been informed that a Selfer incident has collapsed the memorial with an unknown number of tourists trapped inside. An SOC intervention team is inbound, and we will continue with regular updates as the situation unfolds. Alex Brin, SPY7 News, Washington, D.C., reporting on the block incident.
They want me to kill a child.
Lieutenant Oscar Britton scowled at the screen. The monitor showed a silent video feed from a high school security camera. On it, a young boy stood in a school auditorium. A long-sleeved black t-shirt covered his skinny chest. Silver chains connected rings in his ears, nose, and lips. His hair was a spray of mousse and color. He was wreathed in a bright ball of fire. Billowing smoke clouded the camera feed, but Britton could see the boy stretch out a hand. Flames jetting past the camera's range, engulfing fleeing students who rolled away, beating at their hair and clothing. People were running, screaming. Beside the boy stood a chubby girl, her dyed black hair matching her lipstick and eye makeup. She spread her arms. The flames around the boy pulsed in time with her motions, forming two man-sized and shaped peaks of flame. The fire elementals danced among the students, burning as they went. Britton watched as the elementals multiplied. 4, then 6. Wires sparked as the fire reached the stage. The girl's magic touched them as well, the electricity forming dancing human shapes, elementals of sizzling energy. They lit among the students, fingertips crackling arcs of dazzling blue lightning. Britton swallowed as his team shuffled uneasily behind him. He heard them make room for Lieutenant Morgan and his assaulters, who entered the briefing room and clustered around the monitor, still tightening straps on gun slings and slamming rounds into their magazines. They loaded armor-piercing, hollow-point, and incendiary ammunition. Not the standard ball or half-charges normally used on a capture mission. These were bullets for taking on a dug-in, professional enemy. Fear formed a cold knot in Britton's stomach. He pushed it away, conscious of the stares of his men. A leader who voiced fear instilled it in his subordinates. The mission briefer finally took up his position beside the monitor. His blue eyes were gray flint under the fluorescent lights.
It's South Burlington High School, about 7 clicks from our position. We sent a sorcerer to check out a tip on an unreported latency, and these kids decided to tear the place up once they knew they were caught. The local police are already on the scene, and they're going to refer to me as Captain Thorson. I'll need you to stick to call signs. Call me Harlequin at all times. The helos are undergoing final checks outside, and you should be on deck to assault the target in 15 minutes from jump. South Burlington PD and a company out of the 86th have evacuated the civilians. We should have it totally clear now. So the orders come down to go in and bring order to the chaos.
Looks like pyromancer, sir.
You honestly think a 15-year-old girl would have the control it takes to move even one elemental around like that, let alone half a dozen? Those flame men are self-willed.
Just great.
The speaker was Private First Class Dawes.
A probe. A fucking elementalist, Jesus fucking Christ.
Warrant Officer Cheatham turned to his man.
So she's a pro. Prohibited school's no more dangerous than a legal one to a real soldier.
It's okay, Dan.
Dawes was the youngest member of their team and prone to the histrionics of youth.
I don't like it any more than you do, but the law is clear. All Supernatural Operations Corps runs inside the United States must be integrated with regular Army support. That's not my call. That's by presidential decree. But you are on perimeter, cordon, and fire suppression duty. This is a sock op, and you will let us handle the actual target.
Target? So that's what you call a 15-year-old girl and her boyfriend.
What are you going to do, sir?
You gonna put a tornado down on him, sir?
Something like that.
If anyone else had said it, the men would have laughed. But Harlequin was a commissioned sorcerer in the Supernatural Operations Corps. He meant every word.
Sir, with my bird in the air and my boys on the ground, that's not an acceptable risk. Copters and tornadoes don't exactly mix.
Your concern for your team is noted, but if you stick to your positions and do as you're told, you won't get hit by any stray magic.
You've got to be kidding me.
Britton felt the fear leap from Lieutenant Morgan to his troops. His own team was fracturing before his eyes, the terror eating into their professionalism. He knew he should be holding them together, but he had just seen kids burning to death in the halls of the very high school he used to attend. In a few minutes, he would be landing his team on the roof where he first kissed a girl, supporting a SOC unit turning its magical might against two teenagers. The boy, they might take alive. Selfers were sometimes pardoned for past crimes if they took the oath and joined the SOC. But the girl had no chance. She was a probe, and only one thing happened to those who manifested in prohibited magical schools. They were gunned down or carted off, hooded and cuffed, never to be seen again.
Sir, I just want to confirm that this is a capture mission, right?
Of course. Rules of engagement are clear. If they engage you, escalate to deadly force. Err on the side of protecting your people.
They're scared kids, sir. Maybe they'd surrender? Have we gotten in touch with their parents to see if they can talk them down? I know it sounds silly, but...
It does sound silly, Lieutenant. And we don't have time for hand-wringing right now. Those kids had a choice. They could have turned themselves in. They didn't. They chose to go it on their own. Remember, you're only a selfer if you run. Now, any other questions? Good. Get geared up and get your asses in the air. I'm jumping now. Morgan, you're on the ground, man in relief. Britton, you jump with me. Cords are already in the bird. I'll meet you on target.
He leaned into Britton as he left.
Look, Lieutenant, the law may require me to take you along, but you keep your men out of my way and out of the fight. You're not trained for this. If I ever again catch you putting doubt in the minds of an assault force about to go hot, I will personally fry your ass.
Sir, can't they get another team? I don't want to work with no sorcerers.
They're on our side, remember? Socks still Army.
Sergeant Goodman, carrying the support weapon for Britton's team, nervously tapped the safety on her light machine gun.
Sir, it's a high school.
Selfers are not, they're just kids.
They're reading my mind. Why do we call them selfers, Goodman? Why?
Because they don't think about how their magic puts others in danger. Because they only think about themselves.
Absolutely right. There are 34 American corpses buried in the rubble of the Lincoln Memorial because of kids like this. Who knows how many kids, hell, or even some of my former teachers, are down there right now. If you can't do this, say so now. Once we go dynamic and hit that roof, I need everyone in the game. I give you my word, I won't hold it against you. If you want out, now's the time. Okay, you heard the man, and you know the plan. Let's show the SOC how the Green Mountain Boys get the job done. We're gonna be up to our assholes and elementals up there, so gear for it. Fire suppression for the pyro. There might be lightning elementals too, so I want everyone to suit up in as much rubber insulation as the armor will dispense. Move with a purpose, people!
Britton looked back at the looping video and suppressed a shudder.
The world's gone mad. Magic has changed everything.
Even if he wasn't required to do the deed personally, he knew what Harlequin and his men intended. Britton sat behind the helicopter's controls and looked at the man floating in the sky. Harlequin stood in midair, flight suit rippling in the breeze. Over 1,000 feet below him, South Burlington High School glowed in the party colors of spinning police car lights. Behind Britton, four Army assaulters looked down between their boots dangling over the helicopter skids, shifting flame-retardant tanks and body armor out of the way for a better view. Harlequin swooped down to land on one of the Kiowa skids. The assaulters looked nervously at Britton, and Warrant Officer Cheatham shifted in the co-pilot's seat. Britton, at least twice Harlequin's size, turned to face him. The Aeromancer was not impressed.
All right! You're to hold position here while we do our job!
Britton's brown skin concealed an angry flush. Harlequin might be a sorcerer, but the assault order came down from on high for all of them. No matter how badly he didn't want to do this, he still had to. Holding position would be tantamount to dereliction of duty.
With all due respect, sir, I have to follow the Tox orders. Big Army has to run shotgun on this raid.
That's crap! We're not in the damn briefing room anymore, and I don't care what Tactical Operations Command says. This is a real fight with real magic. I don't need regular pukes fucking it up. You will hold your position here until told otherwise. Is that perfectly clear?
Negative, sir. My orders are to accompany you to the target and deploy my team. That's what I intend to do.
I'm giving you an order, Lieutenant.
Harlequin stretched an arm outside the helicopter. The brilliant stars winked out as shreds of cloud unraveled over the rotors. Britton's stomach clenched, but he did his best to look unimpressed. He toggled the cockpit radio.
Doc, this is support. Can someone put me through to Major Reynolds? I'm being ordered to...
Harlequin conjured a gust of air that toggled the radio off.
Fucking forget it!
Sir, my orders come directly from the Colonel, and last time I checked, he outranks you. We're moving, sir. Are you riding with us or your own team?
Damn it!
Harlequin dropped backward off the skid, righted himself, and flew off, outpacing the helicopter easily. The cloud cover around the Kiowa instantly wafted apart.
Holy crap, sir!
The speaker was Master Sergeant Young.
I've never seen anyone talk to a sorcerer like that.
Seriously, sir. The SOC don't give a fuck if they get court-martialed. They'll just zap you.
The Army's the Army. Leighton or not, we all follow orders.
Thank you, sir. Seriously, I wouldn't want anyone talking to my people that way.
Britton nodded to Cheatham, uncomfortable with the praise. The Supernatural Operations Corps bird, another Kiowa, sleek and black, came into view as they descended. Its side was blazoned with the SOC arms, the stars and stripes fluttering behind the eye in the pyramid. Symbols of the four elements hovered in the corners, representing legal magic schools. Pyromancy, Hydromancy, Aeromancy, and Terramancy. The Red Cross crowned the display, symbolizing Physiomancy, the most prized of the permitted schools. The banner beneath read, "Our Gifts for Our Nation." The high school roof materialized below them, a pitted atoll of raised brick sides stretched with black tar paper. A single brick-housed metal door led into the building. Britton set the Kiowa hovering and nodded to Cheatham to take the controls. He turned to the assaulters.
Okay, you all got the brief. Two targets barricaded inside. Keep the perimeter secure and the fires under control. Remember, one pyromancer and one probe elementalist.
They're selfers, sir. Why can't we just bomb the building? Why is it worth risking our lives?
Our orders are to take them down and bring them in for justice. If the rules of engagement change and we have to kill them, then we will. Until then, we're on a capture mission. Everybody square?
Britton made eye contact with each member of his team. None looked away.
Okay, double-check your gear and let's do this.
He barely had time to retake the Kiowa's controls before the comlink crackled to life, with Major Reynolds' voice in the TOC trailer on the ground below.
Full element, heads up. Support element, this is Tok. Go hot. I say again, go hot and prep for entry on target.
Acknowledged. Support element is hot. You heard the man. Weapons free and eyes on target.
God, I didn't sign up to fight children.
SOC element, this is Tok. Arrow 1, sweep perimeter. Pyro 1, go hot.
Harlequin dove from the SOC helicopter and rocketed around the school. A figure leaned out of the SOC Kiowa, pumping his fist. His arm erupted in bright orange fire.
Arrow 1 pass complete. All's quiet. South Burlington police have the perimeter secure. Pyro 1 is hot and ready. SOC Assault 1 and 2 are good to go.
Roger that. South Burlington SWAT has been kind enough to provide perimeter and entry from the ground. I'm patching them through now.
This is Captain Rutledge with the South Burlington PD Tactical. Perimeter secure. Students and faculty are clear, fires are out, and we've got the first two floors locked down. Your selfers are above there somewhere. My men are withdrawn under sniper cover. You're good to go when ready.
Roger that. Okay, Erewhon, your show. Call them out.
Harlequin streaked over the roof and lit gracefully on the SOC helicopter's skid. He reached inside and produced a microphone.
This is Captain Thorson of the U.S. Army Supernatural Operations Corps. You are accused of unlawful magic use in violation of the McGar-Linden Act. You have 30 seconds to surrender yourselves. This is your first and only warning.
Christ.
Cheatham had two high school-aged girls of his own.
We have to do this. They're walking bombs.
They're probably hiding down there, scared as hell.
Dan, I need you focused.
I'll do my job, sir.
You're only a selfer if you run, Dan. They could have turned themselves in. They had a choice.
All right, that's it. Helmet, go dynamic.
To arms, Pyro One. Let's smoke them out. Spare the good Captain Rutledge's men and light her up. Stories three and higher.
The pyromancer stepped out onto the helicopter's skid, the bright fire extending to engulf his entire body. He raised his arms, and the flames curled in on themselves, shifting from red to orange to white. The air shimmered around them, then folded in on itself as the pyromancer thrust his arms forward. The fire struck the building just above the second floor, punching through the windows.
Okay, reel her back a bit. We want to give them a chance to surrender. Okay, support. It's your big day. Let's get on that roof. There's one egress. Think you can cover that?
Britton pushed the rotors as hard as he dared. He cleared the roof sides with inches to spare and felt his bones jar as the helicopter made a textbook hard landing. The four assaulters leapt off, Goodman and Dawes covering the entrance. Young and Herzog were already coating the roof with foam to keep the fire from spreading. The metal door flew open, and the boy and girl from the video raced out.
Contact front! Get down on the ground! Get down!
Britton pulled hard on the collector, adjusting the rotor pitch to get the Kiowa airborne. The girl broke from the doorway, reaching out toward the helicopter. The gravel on the roof shuddered, spun, and coalesced into a humanoid shape, the stone stretching and flowing together into a man-shaped stone creature, 8 feet tall. The rock elemental gripped one of the helicopter skids with a gravelly fist, yanking down hard. The rotors collided to the rooftop. Cheatham sagged in his safety harness, punching at the release.
I'm stuck, sir.
Britton could see the girl continuing to gesture. The wind coalesced into human shapes, plunging among the assaulters. The air elementals spun among the assault team, their flexing tornado forms spinning shreds of tar paper, broken gravel, and spent ammunition cases. Dawes was knocked flat against the roof's lip. Britton knew that to stop the elementals, they'd have to take out the girl.
Whether Harlequin wants it or not, we're in the fight now.
Doc, we've got sentient elemental conjuration up here. We're pinned down.
Britton yanked his pistol from its holster.
God damn it! I knew this would happen.
Britton looked over Cheatham's shoulder to see the boy wreathed in a tornado of flame. Bullets popped the wall around the selfie, tore holes in his chest and legs as he thrust his hands forward and arced the burning funnel towards Dawes. The edge of the blast caught Dawes as he dove to the side. The intense heat ignited the helicopter's side. Cheatham's flight suit smoldered, but the Kiowa's shell shielded him from the worst of it. One of the SOC assaulters had rappelled to the roof and leveled his carbine at the girl. She glanced at him, and the lingering flames erupted, spawning three man-shaped figures. They launched themselves at him, pounding with flickering fists. Young and Herzog turned the fire suppressors on the flame elementals.
Dear God, it's the girl. If I don't stop her, she'll fry the whole team.
Britton finally punched out of the restraints and fell out of the helicopter. He aimed his pistol at the girl, squeezing the trigger as a rock elemental stepped between them. The misshapen head drove forward. Britton dodged, but it only moved him into the elemental's arms, which pinned his own, squeezing hard. Harlequin's boots landed on the roof. The Aeromancer lifted his arms, and dark clouds spun around his hands. The lightning tore the elemental's head off and missed Britain by inches. Rock flowed up to form a new head as the elemental turned to face the new threat, releasing Britain. One of the air elements, its vaguely human outline marked by swirling dust, leapt over the helo toward them. Harlequin extended a hand, and a gale swept into it, its shape blurring as it was blown apart.
That's one you owe me, Lieutenant! I told you you'd just get in the damn way!
Harlequin leapt into the sky, turning toward the girl, only to be caught by another air elemental that had formed itself into a spinning funnel. The air elemental contracted on itself, spinning the Aeromancer dizzy, and both swept over the side of the roof. The rock elemental, its head restored, stormed toward the rest of the assault team. Goodman turned the machine gun on the creature. The elemental stumbled, then paused, head inclined as the rock flowed to seal the gap.
Shit!
The sock bird descended toward them. The pyromancer, a blazing human torch, balanced on one skid.
I can do this. She's not a girl, she's a monster.
But when Britton rolled out around the helicopter's nose, leading with his pistol, all he could see was a teenager, tears tracking through her makeup. Even as she concentrated on sustaining her magic, she looked terrified. The sock assaulter lay dead in his melted armor. The boy sat against the metal door. He thrashed, spouting random gouts of flame. His chest and gut were a ragged collection of entry wounds. The girl stood beside him. Britton knelt, sighting down his pistol.
You can do this. You have to do this.
But he couldn't. He pulled his shot at the last minute. The bullet broke low and left, clipping the girl's side. Britton felt a hammer blow to his shoulder and rolled over onto his back. Britton tried to roll to one side, knowing it wouldn't matter, waiting for the crushing impact for the blow that would smash his skull. But the blow never came. When Britton opened his eyes, the elemental had collapsed into a pile of gravel, cascading over his boots. He kicked and got to his feet in time to see out from under it the remaining assaulters blinking in amazement as the elemental onslaught suddenly broke off. Dawes, burning brightly, clawed the air. His carbine was a melted mass. Young doused him with foam.
Damn!
Young dragged him by one boot toward a puddle of rainwater. Britton ran to his Kyle for the med kit. He was intercepted by Cheatham, who had freed himself from his restraints and carried it. In a moment, the fire was out, and Britton and Cheatham were kneeling beside Dawes, spreading burn gel over his wounds. Harlequin, recovered from his battle with the air elemental, returned to the roof and landed beside them.